In fact, you think that Speaker Pelosi is a traitor to the country, right?
I'm not answering that question. It's speculation.
You've said that, haven't you, Ms. Green, that she's a traitor to the country?
No, I haven't said that.
Okay. Put up Plaintiff's Exhibit 5, please.
Oh, no, wait.
Good day, good day, and welcome, O denizens of Thunderbird Radio Land, as we wander once again through life's garden. Time now for the Eclectic Lunch, right here on CITR, broadcasting from the picturesque promontory known as Alksen, a land traditionally shared by the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, and now home to the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. Hope you liked our little tribute to the truth at the top there. You know, sometimes I look at the TV and I see what's going on in our neighbor to the south, and I wonder, how did they ever survive this long? Ugh. People are nuts. But that's why we do this show, so that for at least 1 hour a week, we can shut out the rest of the world and just listen to music that makes us happy. Music by folks like Gene Pitney, Alison MacDonald, Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, The Breeders, T-Rex, The Young Canadians, and poetry by the 3-time world heavyweight champion. And this lovely piece from a good friend of the show, the Jesse Award-winning Veda Hilly.
The rich folks decided to take a trip on the finest ship that ever was built. The captain persuaded these people to think this Titanic too safe to sink. Out on that ocean, the great wide ocean, the Titanic out on the ocean, sinking down. Ship left the harbor at rapid speed, carrying everything that people need. She sailed 600 miles and then met an iceberg. Down she went, out on that ocean, the great wide ocean. We're out on the ocean, sinking down, sinking down, sinking down.
You heard the noise they make, but let me introduce my new Rocket 88. Yes, it's straight, just one way. Everybody likes my Rocket 88. Baby, we'll ride in style, moving all along. Mm-hmm. and it's smart and designed, black convertible top, and the gals don't mind. Sporting with me, riding all around town for joy. Blow your horn, Raymond, blow! In my rocket and don't be late, baby, we're pulling out about 8:30. Going round the corner and get a bill for everybody, and my car's gonna take a little nip. Move on out, oozing and cruising along.
If you got the heart, could you lend a hand, or a bowing? Most important thing in life is. Do you know what I think it is? Friends.
Here at CITR, friends are really important to us, and when you become a member at CITR, our friends are your friends. So join CITR today and get discounts at the Australian Boot Company, Devil May Wear, East Vanity Parlor, The Bike Kitchen, Virtuous Pie UBC, and Save On Meats. And those are but a few. For more information and a complete list, visit citr.ca/friends.
Keen to repeat a lazy remark.
Okay, so I don't know why I did like an elf voice.
Feeling lost in the lonely, meaningless cyberweb? Looking to connect with other users? Then plug in to a CITR collective. Meet users who are compatible with your interests and passions. CITR's mainframe offers 9 unique collectives: news, arts, accessibility, sports, persons of color, indigenous, gender empowerment, LGBTQ2SIA+, and music affairs. CITR collectives are where you can make great radio, great friends, and avoid the abject loneliness of life in the cyber void.
Loneliness. Hey, are you interested in radio? Passionate about gender issues? Want to be an active part of your community? Then join the wave and become part of CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective. We meet every Friday at 2 p.m. and we want your voice. We are all about empowering everyone and giving you the chance to speak your mind. No experience necessary. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or email us at genderempowerment@citr.ca.
Awakened One. Listen without distraction.
Listen to Breakfast with the Browns every Monday morning.
From 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Something that just offers you the place, the chance to stay in a mood.
Breakfast with the Browns.
The best in ambient, downtempo, electronic, ASMR, pop loungcore music. Totally Alpha Wave.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Thus the most ordinary movement in the world may agitate 1,000-odd disconnected fragments, now bright, now dim, hanging and bobbing and dipping and flaunting.
So, beauty remains in the impossibilities of the body.
You know that, don't you?
How'd it go? Are we down with them?
No, they must have seen you.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
It's like having a clown in your head.
Door, there is no time.
any problem. We need an understanding heart. Why don't they help us? Try to help us before this gray and granite planet falls apart. Take his eager lips and hold me fast. I'm afraid this kind of joy. Anything survive when these little minds tear you in two? What a town without pity can do. No, it isn't very pretty. What a town without pity can do.
I became a poet. I tell them I didn't become a poet. I was born the poet. Poetry comes natural to me, like boxing. A lot of people are surprised that a fighter like me is such a great poet. They say boxing and poetry don't mix. They are wrong. Boxing and poetry do mix. This same fist that can knock out a man holds a pen that writes a poem. Now that's poetic justice. Poetry and boxing do mix. All the great poets should have been fighters. Take Keats and Shelley for an example. They were pretty good poets, but they died young. You know why? Because they didn't train. They say you should write poems about what you know, about what you love. I write poems about what I love. I write about me. A lot of people don't see the beauty in poetry. They don't realize that a poem is even more beautiful than a left jab to the nose. To show you the beauty in poetry, I like to read a poem by one of the greatest poets of all time. This is the most beautiful poem ever written. I wrote it about 6 months ago. This is my greatest poem, and I'm looking forward to 1965 when I'm going to read it in Washington, D.C. at the inauguration of the president. This poem is entitled, I Am the Greatest, number 73, by Cassius Clay. For those of you who haven't heard, I'm a most enchanting guy.
A most enchanting guy.
The greatest boxer that ever lived. Would you like me to tell you why?
Tell us why. Tell us why.
I was born the champion. I'm poetic. I'm brash. I swing.
Swing.
My greatness is too much for me. Man, I'm everything.
Thing?
Cassius of old dropped Caesar 20 centuries ago.
Go, go, go.
And this Cassius will cool Liston, as you already know.
No, no, no.
Yes, yes, yes. For at the end of the bout, you're going to hear the ref shout.
The winner and new champion!
Mr. Liston won't see that the victor is me, for stars are all he'll be seen.
Twinkle, twinkle, little stars, Liston's on his way to Mars.
No, Liston won't hear. He'll be flat on his ear, and I'll be new champion.
No, you'll be new champion.
They all must fall in the round I call.
They all must lose in the round you choose.
You can say that again.
They all must lose the round you choose.
I am the greatest.
Hail Cassius, you are the greatest.
And just as I prophesy the round of each victory, I hereby claim I can do the same with this bit of poetry.
Impossible.
We don't believe it.
I can achieve it.
We'll bet you can't do it.
Don't wager, you'll ruin.
We think it's a fiction. What's your prediction?
Just to save time, three words from me will end this round.
It's one of his jokes.
That's all, folks.
Let me refresh your memory. Russians. That's right. Russians. Ruskies. Communists. Communists. Oh, now you remember.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is Russian Tim, and I'm the host of weekly punk rock radio show called Rocket from Russia. Every Tuesday, 10:30 to 11:30 a.m., Rocket from Russia is aired on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, or CITR.ca, anywhere where internet is paid for.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial. Open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
The Sweetgrass Clan is a volunteer-based coalition that provides safety, security, and essential resources to the most vulnerable members of the downtown Eastside community. In addition to providing food and safety, the Sweetgrass Clan also connects people with advocates for housing, mental health counseling, and drug and alcohol detox. The Sweetgrass Clan is always looking for new volunteers to support the downtown Eastside community and are able to offer volunteers grocery gift cards and bus tickets as honorariums. If you would like to offer your volunteer support to the Sweetgrass Clan, you can reach out via email at abfrontdoor.org or visit abfrontdoor.org.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit CITR.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!
Why no, I said never.
said never, but I know forever I'll come back to you. I'll keep coming back to you. Once I said I'd never want your love again. You showed up tonight and proved me wrong. The things I said I'd since you heard I was through, but here I am, back in your arms again. Oh, here I am, back in your arms again. Yeah, here I am, back in your arms again. Oh, here I am, back in your arms.
Driving all night, you could be a shadow beneath the streetlight behind my home. Driving all night, I sure miss you. Pass a motel, looking at the pines. Driving all night, looking for 1:30. Maybe I passed it. Go.
now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me, how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing? Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
On the Eclectic Lunch today, we heard from Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys, Veda Hilly, Jackie Brenston and his Delta Cats, Here North There, T-Rex, Procol Harum with the Edmonton Symphony Orchestra, Nash the Slash, Gene Pitney, Muhammad Ali, or the artist formerly known as Cassius Clay, the Mavericks, the Breeders, Alison MacDonald, and the Young Canadians. Our theme music is by Ry Cooter, and this little ditty is by the great Neil Hefti. Remember, you can donate to support the people of Ukraine at doctorswithoutborders.ca or comebackalive.in.ua, and keep telling Russia the truth. If there's something you'd like to hear on Eclectic Lunch, drop us a line at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. You can search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. And remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Keep your dial set on CITR. Bepi Crespin is coming up at 2 o'clock. And as he's always been since 1987, our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette at 3:30. We'll be back with more delightful morsels on the Eclectic Lunch next week at this same time. We now return you to regular programming.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, the Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, the CM, the CIA, and the Sakhalia, to lead in Musqueam.